Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved angels. Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, your voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we're delighted to be with you.
You know, today, relax, just relax, trust, and know. Relax, trust, and know. Like a little mantra, Shri, I just want to sit here. Relax, trust, know. Relax, trust, know. We are 2 days, count them, 1-2 days prior to Mercury finally. I think this is the first time in my life I've ever said I will be so grateful when Mercury finally does go retrograde.
Well, what we're referring to is the warble before the flow.
Wow. Have you guys felt it? I mean, has it just been, you know, we talked about this. We've been preparing you that May was going to be intense because it's crown energy and it's all about this. And the key is that it's either relax, trust, and know, or because we're in this twinning energy of the planet, fear, chaos, and doubt. And then when you lay on top of that, the fact that we have this Gemini retrograde coming up in 2 days, the first part of May has been all about really preparing to sail through the retrograde. I mean, I actually see the retrograde as a relief, and I'm inviting all of you to realize that as well. This retrograde, 2 days from now, will finally be where you can start breathing again, start exhaling again, because the intensity will have anchored, the frequencies will have reached their level, their balance, so to speak. And so this is a really powerful moment because there's so much happening, Shri.
Absolutely. And for those of you that have been following with the Chakra Vastu energies, mm-hmm. that we're working in the area of the crown.
Ooh, love it.
And, you know, whenever the crown opens up, there is a, let's just say, a kind of a electric connection.
Ooh, I like that.
And that connection can either be very spiritually reassuring, spiritually informative, or if could work right into the ego. If you're a person who's letting the ego run the show, then you're going to find that the ego might just decide it got some sugar and it wants to act out a little more than normal. And so take a look at how your attitudes are. Take a look at how your behavior is,
yeah,
and get an idea of who's actually in charge.
You know, Shri, that is such valuable wisdom because really where we are right now is that in the energy of the Chakra Vastu, in the crown energy, we're also dealing with that, the energetic of space, of the universe. And so whenever we enter, you know, when we deal with the earth elements, when we're dealing with the energy even of water or of air or of fire, even ether, we are much more accustomed to working in those elements. However, when you anchor up at the crown and when the universe opens, you might be finding yourself going, you know, a few little familiar boundaries kind of felt safe. And that's why I can feel unsafe at this time. Until, and here's the blessing, beautiful ones, until you relax. You need to relax and accept that crown and look at the crown as being a direct connection to your heart. Because that's why we have these twin energies. Crown energy will either ignite that brainiac, I've got to question everything, I've got to doubt everything, I've got to fear everything, I've got to chaos everything. Or you can ignite that, I like to call it the benevolent crown, whereby there is a relaxation in your life. You can relax into the recognition that you are connected, trust that the universe is pouring through you and everything is in divine order, and know, because there would be no doubt, absolutely, K-N-O-W, know that all is well. And those are big contrast, Shri. You know, relax, trust, and know, or the twin energy of fear, chaos, and doubt. Those are big energies. And I want to say, speaking about big energies, I know that I think our lines might already be full, but we are live. If you want to get into the queue, just call 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008.
Well, that's a KWOW.
KW, K-Wow.
Absolutely. Because as we are relaxing and knowing, we are present for the wow factor.
Oh, you know, speaking of the wow factor, my loves, you know, some people are always very preoccupied about retrogrades and don't do this and don't do that. You know, I want to share with all of you that honestly, if you can invite yourself into relaxing, trusting, and knowing, and we're going to talk a lot about this today, you will discover that this retrograde, which Mercury, remember, we've only been in the pre-retrograde phase. Mercury actually goes direct into the retrograde Tuesday, the 19th, that will actually be a relief because this retrograde, all of the things that happened during quote unquote normal retrograde periods have already happened.
Yeah. See, one of the things that I'm more aware of more than in the past is that as our vibrational rate increases, as our sensitivity becomes cleaner, you might say, more aware, we tend to notice these ripples more clearly than perhaps at times past. And the way I like to talk about it is most of us live our lives very much preoccupied with the content of our lives.
That's true.
And you could say that we're somewhat hypnotized by our careers, our family, our roles and responsibilities. And all of those pressures, all of those things we're doing tend to become a dominant influence on how we look at the world and how we're scheduling things.
Right.
We become more time focused versus as we lift and if you've been tracking with the chakra Vastu and allowing the blessing of that to anchor in your life, you're going to notice you're a little more flow oriented.
Right.
There's a pacing involved. There's a spaciousness involved. And yes, we still have our responsibilities. However, it's the space between the spaces that is where the fun happens.
It is the space between the spaces. And I just love that, Sri. You know, Archangel Zadkiel was the one who really talked to us a lot about that, about whenever you find yourself really outside of your joy factor, when you find yourself outside of that peace, remember to look at the space between the space. And you know what, guys, I want to give you, it's a 2-second practice that works really well to do that. If it's safe for you to do right now, take your hand up, put it in front of your face. And it doesn't matter whether you're staring at the back of your hand or the front of your hand. I like looking at the palm area. Take any two fingers, separate them just a little bit, not too much, just a little bit. And stare at the space between those two fingers. And you will immediately begin to notice the space between the space. You'll notice the energy. Like I'm doing this with you right now, getting myself mesmerized. I better stop. But it's a great practice to remind us of that space between the space, because honestly, Sri, that's where the creation energy is. That's where the miracle energy is.
It absolutely is. And for those of you that enjoy conscious breathing, it's certainly the space between the breath. You know, that place where you pause between the inhale and the exhale. And that space between the respiratory action. Each one is like a momentary pulse into the infinite.
God, I feel that.
And as we relax our attention and really be present to the breathing, we'll find ourselves ever more spaciously connected to our energy and the infinite, and a little less preoccupied by the finite and time stuff.
Yeah, baby. Well, I'm excited, Sri. And you know, I'm relaxing. I'm certainly trusting. And I absolutely know that the absolute perfect calls are waiting. The absolute perfect being of people have called in to be part of today's show.
We've got some wonderful people lined up here who want to chat. And so we're going to go to the lines and say hi to some of you. And after that, I have a soliloquy.
Of course you do. But first, this.
but first, let's stay engaged.
Exactly.
So we're going to head to line one and welcome Robert from California.
Namaste, Robert. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And always good to be on the program. I'd be very open to a little soul mini reading today.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad to hear that. You know, as I connect with you this morning, one of the things that I'm feeling around you right now, it's interesting. They're showing me an infinity symbol. Now, it's kind of fascinating because at first I wasn't sure what I was seeing. So, but it's an infinity symbol. It's actually coming out of the center of your chest, but then it, like, that's where the middle point of the infinity is. And then it wraps around you so that as it, imagine that, that if the center of an infinity, a big figure eight, was right in front of you, and it kind of came right into your chest and then wrapped around you so that those two rounded parts of the outer infinity are what are connecting in the exact point in the center of your back. And they're saying that you're, it's like this, this hug from the universe that can feel almost constraining. And that's why at first I wasn't sure what I was looking at. And they're saying that you have called in all the resources you need. You have called in the power of the universe, and you have marshaled or brought forward to you all of the energies of this world in combination with other worlds, and that all the plans you are ready to put forward, it's about you relaxing. You don't need to hold this, just relax. And so if you were to gently close your eyes, if it's safe to do so, feel into that center of the back, kind of like between the shoulder blades where these, where this infinity symbol is kind of wrapped, and through your heart energy, invite it to now open and become basically the wing that will carry you forward, because you're really ready to be carried forward. The other thing I want to share with you is that you're resonating very, 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 very strongly with the number eight right now. And so the eight is the infinite. The eight is the archangelic realm. The eight on its side, of course, is what we're staring at. And they're saying everything you've put in motion is ready to expand. You have called in all the resources you need. Just relax and allow it to move forward. And so how perfect that you are our first caller and that the first thing we're talking about today is relaxing. And so I'm just so grateful that we had this opportunity to connect with you. Thank you for calling, Robert.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Namaste.
Well, I hope everybody, when you listen to the sharing for each person, there's always a piece in there for you.
You know, it's so true, Sri. It's always, for me, I have to admit, for all the years, you know, you and I have been offering mini soul readings on the air now for about 10 years, and I am always 100% of the time amazed and delighted at the beauty and the perfection that every single mini soul reading not only is for the blessing of the person receiving it, it's for the blessing of everyone listening. And so I've said it time and time again, I'll say it again, bar none, our listeners are some of the most amazing people I've ever had the blessing of connecting with on the planet.
Absolutely, because we truly respect and appreciate
and love you
openness and willingness to grow and,
no
and,
kidding.
And to be connected.
Yeah.
So let's continue that journey.
Let's do it.
We're going to head to line five, and we'll say hi to Andrea from Oregon.
Namaste, Andrea. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Namaste. I'm so grateful to be here. First time calling in. I read your email this morning and knew I had to be on the line today. I'm just in a bit of a fog, and I feel like I'm on the brink of something, but I can't see through it right now.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. And just if it's safe for you to do so right now, I want to invite you to close your eyes, bring both, and I'm doing this with you, bring both of your hands to the center of your chest. Relax. Let's both just go, oh, just relax your breath and smile. And Sri can affirm, I am smiling here with you.
Indeed.
And as you relax, hands on that center of the chest, and as you relax your breath, and as you allow that smile to come forward, what I see around you, it's beautiful. You're wearing the crown of May, only your crown, it is so beautiful. It's butterflies and these little birds and crystals, and they're all like they're twinkling and they're glowing, and they're also saying to you, wake up more and have more fun, that you are on the brink. I mean, you're not only on the brink, it's like you're beyond brink. You're right at the top. And they're saying, just turn around. And that's what the smile's about. It's that you are ready. And for you, it's about trusting the fact that you are ready to move forward right now. The brink of what's coming for you, though, has not anchored fully in your consciousness, because it's outside. It's not that it's totally different. It's just outside of what you've been thinking about. And so these adorable chubby little blue birds. They're like a light, precious blue. And these little butterflies are all saying, transform with us. Come transform with us. And so what they're showing me is that they're suggesting you take a healing bath. So if you have a bathtub, you can do this. If you don't have a bathtub, get a big pot and stick your feet in it. And they're saying, put into the bathtub some Epsom salts, which is interesting. It must be to help really support the physical body, and lavender oil. And then allow yourself to connect with this crown of these beautiful beings. Breathe, relax, and then take the vision that you are creating for yourself and open your vision wider. And it's like it's going to be a flood that's going to come in for you. You're resonating with the number two right now, which is very exciting. So it means that there's a beloved one around you. There's a partner around you that's also going to assist with this. And 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you're just on the precipice. Two is all about union, with your soul, you and your soul. So let the union come forward. We love you, dear one. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, honey.
Many blessings. Well, I'll tell you what, union is a good thing.
Well, we can attest to that.
You know, it's so often... it just reminds me of many people who say, where's my partner?
Yeah. And right, of course, inside of you.
And of course, it always begins inside. It begins with that unconditional acceptance of yourself. Mm-hmm. Be in union with you. Be in union with your body. And be respectful of each other.
Well, I love that you're bringing this up, Sri, because in the twin energy right now, it is the absolute perfect moment to really get in touch with the fact that you are not your body and your body is not you. However, the two of you, through sacred union, create the blessing that is your life.
Well, yeah, you're co-creating this amazing experience
continually
here. and it's a you know, it's so organic and so interconnected.
Indeed.
That people commonly forget that they aren't their body,
right?
You know, and once we're able to breathe, pause, connect with that crown energy, and as you breathe and be present to the space between the breaths, just say hello to the body.
Hello, body.
Hi.
I can do that.
And what you'll discover, I think, is that the body will kind of go, oh, hi. Thanks. It's almost like... two people who have been slumbering who wake up in bed together and go, oh, hi.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And you know, this is really important to remember, because how can we relax, trust, and know if we are in conflict with the energy of the soul and the energy of the ego? Because the energy of the ego only serves us while we're in form. Our ego is actually part of the body.
Yes.
We only create and need is the word, our ego, while we are in this type of form on this particular planet. And so it's only when we're in conflict with our own self that, quite frankly, we have a difficult time staying in relaxed trust and know.
And the ego, and here comes my soliloquy.
Okay, Sri.
The ego is not only a kind, wonderful friend, it is a pirate that will steal your joy.
It's so true. So true.
And it's just this...
And a sly pirate at that.
A sly pirate indeed, because it will seduce you.
Yes.
But let's just say, and as we back up and say, well, wait a minute. I was born into a body in this world,
yeah.
And I needed to cry to let my parents know that I was wanting something.
Right.
I needed to find words. I needed to learn how to protect myself. Mm-hmm. I needed to learn how to honor my emotions and the information they gave me. And so, of course, the ego is a valuable part of being an individuated being.
Absolutely.
And it gets a bad rap.
Well, it does. It does.
And yet, here's the piece where the path of self-ascension diverges from the path of wholesome psychology, call it.
That, and as one who practiced psychology for quite a while, you're actually quite an expert to say that.
Well, as we grow up, as we go through the typical stages of growth and maturation and learning,
right,
how to get our needs met, learning how to get along with each other, Maslow did a brilliant job of describing a hierarchy of needs. And when we get past the physical safety issues, we get past the need for food and the need for companionship and the need to belong and the need for respect and community. As all of those basic needs are met, we start approaching a threshold moment where the needs of the being become more refined, more abstract, and more spiritual.
Very true.
And this is the launching point where the soul energy can come forward and be in union with the ego in a most curious way.
Because what happens is that the ego finally relaxes, going back to that relax word, right?
Yeah.
The ego relaxes enough because it trusts that the soul is leading, and together they both unify and know that this is the divine purpose for your being on the planet.
Absolutely. That as you have this body and this individual experience, now as the soul energy comes forward, things like beauty, spirituality, energy, the sublime, the heart connection,
yes,
all of the experiences that are associated with the upper chakras come forward as opportunities for the soul to become known.
Yes.
And this is the beautiful stage that we're all dancing with these days, is that we're on this escalator to expansion, we call it. And as we are dancing with fifth dimensional energies, we not only are touching the sublime and letting the soul come forward, but we're also freaking out our egos sometimes with the fact that it doesn't fit in the box. You know,
it's
hard to categorize. It's hard to explain to those who aren't on that path. And we're all cohabitating. You know, everybody was born with the same opportunities of spirit in form. And some people are very much here to have that worldly experience, and others are very much here to work through the worldly experience.
And I want to really underscore that. I feel like everybody should get out their giant highlighter right now and highlight what Sri just said, because every being, and I want to say this again, angels, every being without exception is here fulfilling what's needed for their soul's completion. It is not our purpose to judge another. It is our gift to witness, discern, and grow. And how each being witnesses, grows, and discerns is their journey. It's not your journey. It's their journey.
Yes.
And, you know, I have to go back time and time again. We've been so blessed, Sri. We've had so many amazing things come in through the archangelic realm over the years. And one of the things that's just so profound and more true every time I connect with it is when Archangel Zadkiel was asked about the word sin. And the response that we received was so clarifying. And Zadkiel said, if you must use this word sin, and if there was to be a sin, it would be to interfere with the path of another or to allow another to interfere with your path. And if you really take time to really be with that, everything you need to know is right there.
Absolutely. And if you are really present with it, you're going to find that paradoxical moment that Gandhi
exactly
discovered with the nonviolent
exactly
movement.
He was like, you can have your experience. If your soldiers need to do whatever, they can have their experience.
Mm-hmm. And so indeed, while we're informed, there can be these moments of tension that
yes
can be launching points for greater spiritual bliss.
Well, and I think we're going to see more of those moments of tension right now because of the twinning of the planet. And again, get to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our Twitter, subscribe to our Facebook, Official Sri and Kira. Get on there and subscribe, because we post tons of really extraordinary video. It's all free. Get to our website, SriandKira.com, where we have so much free material, and it's all designed to invite you to really anchor this energy of relax, trust, and know, so that you can fly. You know, this is a time, Sri, let's face it, a lot of people worldwide right now are in chaos. You know, the twinning energy of relax, trust, and know is very, very prominent right now. So, you know, what's the twin? Fear, chaos, and doubt. Well, certainly, if you're engaged in third dimensional activities, if you're engaged in third dimensional news, if you're engaged in third dimensional TV or programming or information sources, all you're going to find is fear, chaos, and doubt everywhere. As a matter of fact, doubt is what they want you to feel even more than the fear, because fear propagates doubt.
And well, doubt creates an opening for marketing. Doubt creates an opening for leadership and
manipulation.
And diversions. Whenever a person's in the energy of doubt, they're easily swayed.
Well, and that's that second half of what Zadkiel said, or to let another interfere with your path. When we forget that we have the ability to relax, trust, and know, then we are the ones that have opened the gateway. You know, oftentimes people say, how can you do so? You know, we're in a free will zone. We're in a free will zone. And the answer is yes, in a free will zone, the way that you can be interfered with is that you let the interference in yourself.
Yeah, you invite it in. Now, just for those of you that are paying attention to this in a deeper way, doubt is different than confusion.
For sure.
And I just want to bring this up.
Good point.
Confusion is a place where you might have been habitually oriented in a certain way.
Yeah.
And suddenly there seems to be other ways or
yes.
other opportunities or other choices before you. And you might feel some confusion because you're of two voices, so to speak. You're shifting paths or you're coming into a greater alignment. Confusion could be a very high energy from the standpoint that it means you're about to birth something. You're
yeah.
about to birth a clarity. Doubt is the energy where you don't trust yourself.
Exactly. And doubt is the energy where you say, obviously, I need to give my power over to another. Because that's really what doubt is doing. It says, someone else, please take charge of me. Someone else, please make a decision for me, because I doubt my ability to do that. And you know what I don't doubt, Sri? Our ability to connect with amazing people.
Well, we have some wonderful people lined up that want to chat. So let's head to the lines. We'll go to line two and welcome Lynn from Los Angeles.
Namaste, Lynn. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. You both are such a comfort and validation to us these days, and I really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Thank you. We are here. How can we serve you, Angel?
Well, first of all, I didn't want a mini soul reading. I just been experiencing a lot of thrushing. I had been a lot of thrushing, rushing energy through my crown chakra I had for a couple of months. And now even speaking with you, my ears are buzzing. And I'm trying not to have my ego feel guilty about when I'm off from work that I have no desire to do anything. And I'm perfectly sort of happy with that. But I sort of feel the ego sort of feeling guilty that you should be doing something. So I just wanted a mini soul reading.
Well, first of all, thank you for the honor, because it's truly an honor. And the reason I'm starting out with sharing that is you are in a beautiful moment. As I'm sharing this with you, if it's safe to close your eyes, you may want to do that and just relax. And I want to offer you a message, because everything for you right now is about this message. And the message is coming in from the Archangel Metatron. However, Metatron is just a mouthpiece for all of the other masters that are sitting with Metatron in this moment. And here is what they are wanting to say. Beloved Queen of the Ninth Realm, we come to you today to offer you the awakening, the attunement, and the energy that will complete the process that you are in now. As we connect with you now, feel the energy uplift and the sacred harmonies connect. Hear our voice through the tone that is igniting, and invite your crown to relax. Invite your body to relax. Invite your mind to relax. And may your heart know that we are here with you. Hold out your hands now, and we will connect with your hands. And as we do, we will carry you the rest of the way. You are in a period of great rebirthing, and this period will complete soon enough. And from there, your world will illuminate in ways that your mind would be unable to connect with now. Simply relax, trust, and allow us to assist you. You are ready. You have asked for this gift, and you are being ignited now. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You were such a joy. Such a joy. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. I'm actually still recuperating. Thank you. Thank you, my love.
Many
Namaste.
Blessings, dear. Wow. Woo. A beautiful connection.
Do you see the gold? I don't know if all of you guys are out there, but any of you that just connected with that message came through for all of you, my angels. It came through for us as well. But everything in my vision field right now is gold. All I'm seeing is gold, 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 gold. So I'm sure a lot of you right now are seeing this beautiful golden energy. If you're not seeing it, just feel it. That practice I gave you earlier, just kind of lift your hands up and look between and you'll start seeing the gold energy between your fingers. Wow. This is a special show today, Sri.
Absolutely.
A lot of special things happening.
And I just want to step in for those of you that say, well, I don't always see this because I was like that for a long, long time because my preferred way of interfacing with the world was more kinesthetic. And what I learned is what do I know the color is? Meaning, can I taste it? Can I sense it without using my eyes? And all of a sudden, I began to realize there's a whole palette of discernment out there that is beyond the visual, that is part of your just your knowingness, and that the golden energy, the purple energy, whatever color we're talking about, you just know what it is. And then later on, the eyes start to go, yeah, I see it. And so I just want to encourage each and every one of you to trust the ways you interface with the world and let them expand. And so, beloved ones, we're going to take a little station break, and we're going to have a little commercial message, and we'll be gone for a couple of minutes, but we'll be right back with more soul readings and more messages. Stay with us.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriandKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
We are glad to be with you right now, right here.
Woo-hoo.
And here is the moment.
You know, thank you guys. We are, this is such a special show today. And part of what's making this show so special, now everybody just relax, trust and know, is that this is our absolute last show from Guatemala, which is almost surreal, Sri.
Oh, it is indeed. For those of you that are tracking with our newsletter, you'll know a little bit about Terra Nostra in Uruguay, which is an amazing parcel of land that we're moving to. And for those of
in
you
in about
that,
4 days, oh my gosh.
And for those of you that have not tuned into that, my question to you is, what's holding you back?
Yeah, you know,
go sign up for the newsletter and stay in touch.
Yeah, get in our newsletter. And if you want to check out where we're going and learn more about it, go to selfascension.info. That's the key, .info, selfascension.info. And Sri and I are really honored and delighted to be anchoring the first crystalline community of light on the planet. We are already so honored that so many people are joining us there. We're doing a beautiful consecration ceremony on the solstice. If you want to fly down to Uruguay, come join us. And if you do, just send us an email from that selfascension.info and we'll give you all the details. And one of the things that's important to remember is that we're not going anywhere with our show. We will be back. However, the next time you hear our show live will be from Terra Nostra, Garzón, Uruguay.
And that will be in July.
Exactly. So
we need a month to pack the house
and recuperate.
And get the move the critters of all natures.
Truly, it feels like Noah's Ark is heading down there. And one of the reasons we're sharing this with you is, you know, a lot of people would say, oh my God, you're moving during the retrograde. Well, remember, it's the time, this retrograde is the relief, it's the rebirth, it's the rejuvenation. And we have this beautiful June solstice coming up, so much power coming in around the solstice in June. Remember, beloved ones, this is a very big time because June, I want to talk a little bit about June since we won't be on the air in June, but as Sri mentioned, if you take our newsletter, you'll get all the updates for June. Plus, we will be putting out videos for June at our YouTube channel. June is the lotus chakra. It's the eighth chakra. Big month.
That's and from the old paradigm of chakras, that's called the transpersonal chakra. That's the energy that is beyond any individuated expression.
It's about establishing community, and I just love it. And so we are indulging that month to really bond with. I feel like newborn, you know, being with our newborn baby for a month.
And though even officially we're taking June off, I have a hunch that we'll be recording some information, especially around the solstice.
And so that show, when we return in July, and we'll be right here at BBS, same time, same day, all the good stuff. We're not going anywhere. But when we return in July, so much to share.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, let's say hi to a couple more callers.
Let's do it.
Lest I go into a soliloquy.
Hurry, get callers on the phone right now. Let's get these callers in.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line four and say hi to Don from Detroit.
Namaste, Don. Welcome, dear one.
Welcome. How are you doing?
We are just delighted to connect with you.
I'm a first-time caller, and what time are you on? Are you on 24/7 or certain days a week?
We are on Sundays at noon Pacific time. However, you can catch our archives, of course, anytime.
All the shows are recorded, and you can sample them all.
And you can go to our other radio site, SriandKiraRadio.com, and catch everything there as well.
I've been in Trinidad before. Is that near Uruguay?
Trinidad is not near Uruguay. You know, I'm glad you asked. A lot of people don't know where Uruguay is. Uruguay is all the way at the end of South America, just above Argentina on the Atlantic coast. As a matter of fact, from the capital city of Uruguay, Montevideo, Sri and I can hop on a ferry, which they run all the time, and be over in Buenos Aires in about 2 hours.
Right, right. Because flying back from Trinidad, we past the Andes Mountains, I believe, in Argentina, and it was very mysterious, you know, because I study things in Lemuria and Atlantis, you know, the, remember the kind of Lemuria?
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
In Atlantis.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah, the energy is incredible. And there really is so much, you know, Uruguay sits on one of the most rich amethyst reserves in the world. And the amethyst that comes from Uruguay is so rich and so deep and so
purple,
elegant, so purple really? that it's just incredible, the energy that emanates from there. So I'm not surprised that you felt some of that energy while you were flying. I mean, it's absolutely very tangible.
Right, right. Yes.
Well, how can we serve you today?
Well, I got your number about 2-3 hours ago from Deborah in New York, because we get on these conference calls, and one of the ladies, she went to school at O.J. Simpson in San Francisco. She went out with him. Her name's Alexis, and this is an interesting talk show, you know. I heard the previous callers about the chakras, because I study martial arts, and one of my teachers been in India and China, and I started learning about the chakras and the energy things, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I got into, like, vegetarianism back when I was about 20 years old. I'm 59 now, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it gave me a lot of peace, you know, learning about different, you know, study. You mentioned Gandhi, you know, a minute ago. And I study martial arts. You know, I study stuff that Bruce Lee studied, you know, to achieve the greatness that he achieved. Remember Bruce Lee?
I sure do. Who couldn't?
Right.
Well, I
right.
think it's beautiful that you're connecting now.
Yes, yes.
I really do. You know, one of the things I'd just like to share with you, and we're going to, because we want to get a lot more callers on today, but I want to share with you, Dawn, that it's no accident you found our show. And it's no accident you found our show right before we're taking our hiatus and during this month of powerful crown chakra energy. You know, 59 is a very powerful year. And I love that you're connecting with us now. And I'd like to just share with you before we move forward today with the energy that all of the martial arts you've studied, all of the calls that you've been doing, all of the people that you've been connecting with, you're getting ready. Once you hit 60, you are getting ready. Your life is going to be like brand new. It's like everything you've done has brought you up to open you so that the next phase of your life is going to be so remarkable that you're just going to kind of sit down at one point and go, wow, thank you. And so I'm grateful that we've had this energy to connect and keep following these dots. You know, you're like this beautiful person who keeps connecting all the dots. Keep trusting right, yourself. Right. Keep connecting the dots, because it's your right. time. And I'm really glad you called, Dawn. Thank you.
Can I say this to you real quick?
Sure.
I have a friend in Oregon that calls me often, and his name's Willie Whitefeather. He lived in a teepee, you know, like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And he made a movie with Kevin Costner. And it was about the Trail of Tears, you know. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And he sent me crystals, and he lives about 40 or 50 miles from Mount Shasta. And him or somebody else introduced me to some interesting lady in where you're going to Uruguay, where you're at. And it's a whole nother level, because, you know, it's stuff that it's real out there. You know, I just picked up a book on a month ago on little people. And it sounds crazy, but these little people could be 1 to 2 to 3 inch to 1 to 2 foot tall. And
Dawn, we want to share with you that you're right on track. Yes. Keep going.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people standing by who want to connect, so I'm just going to ask you to hang on to that.
And it's no accident that you found us. Go to selfascension.info, selfascension.info, and write us. Thank you for calling today. We love you, dear one. Namaste.
All right. You know, there are many paths than many doors.
There are. And I love, you know, like I so appreciate Don's call, because when we start really connecting, we get really excited. You know, we start finding all these beautiful serendipitous events, and it's important.
Absolutely. And the key is, as you travel, as you listen to others, as you unveil things from within yourself, continue to ask, is this appropriate for me? Is this of the highest?
And don't doubt yourself. And that's what I love. That's what Don's doing. He's proving to himself, like, this dot, this dot, this dot. And how many of us, when the dots start connecting, are like, oh my gosh, this is all really happening. Pay attention, angels, to whatever comes in front of you, because it's all part of the process.
Absolutely. And we're going to pay attention to line 5 and say hi to Paulina from Toronto.
Right on. Love Canada. Hey, Paulina. Welcome, dear one.
Hi. Thank you so much. This is a real honor. I love
you
guys.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I actually was listening to some of the other radio shows in your archive before I took a chance, and I felt this spur to call in. And I just have to say, I very quickly before maybe I ask for a mini soul reading, that I absolutely love and adore how you talk about dancing through life so much. That really resonates with me, and I love to dance myself. So thank you for everything you do is fantastic. So,
thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
The question I have in
go ahead.
Yeah, the question I have in regards to the mini soul reading is: I feel this really big magnetic pull to Cozumel, Mexico, and I was just wondering if the two of you have any more insights you can provide for me about that magnetic pull that I have to this particular place.
Okay. I want you to, first of all, they're telling me that they want you to, I'm just going to share with you exactly what I'm being told. Take your left hand and put it on the top of your head. And I'm doing this with you. Left hand, top of the head. Take your right hand and put it at your third chakra. And they're saying that this process will balance your energy, and that when you gaze at Cozumel, everything you need to know, you will be able to claim energetically. In other words, you don't have to physically go. However, if you choose to physically go, short time, like go for maybe 2-3 days. And what you need, the energy you're feeling right now is not even there in the third dimension. They're showing it to me as part of the fifth dimensional overlay. And this is huge for you, because the fifth dimensional overlay that's waiting for you right now will expand you. And it's like receiving a, how do I describe this? It's like receiving this infusion of light that all of a sudden, imagine at once that you're fully enlightened. That's what's trying to come into you right now, and that's why it feels so big. But hand on the crown, hand on the third, and call out. You have the power to call this forward, and then just allow it. It's going to be like this beautiful, radiant, warm light coming through you, and from there, things are just going to go boom, like in a beautiful way. So I'm really glad you called today, and it's just such a gift to connect with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too, and all the best to both of you.
And to you, love. Namaste.
Thank you. You know, I just need to jump in and underscore that so often we receive calls, whether it's to acquire a crystal, you know, or to go to a certain sacred site.
Exactly, or something really pulls.
And when those calls come in, what I've learned over time is to tune in, because just as what's been shared here today, oftentimes we can connect with the gift that is waiting for us while we're just sitting in the chair.
So true.
You know, we connect with it. And then the other little aspect of that is I'm one of these guys that really loves crystals. And I
understatement.
I used to have trouble balancing my checkbook because all the money went out to buy.
This is the man, guys, that made a vest of selenite, if that tells you anything.
Anyway, what I learned is that oftentimes the energy, the message, the gift of a crystal can be received merely by touching it.
Yes.
You don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
Just say hello to it, love it, listen, receive, place it back on the shelf. And it's a little bit like that with our wonderful earth. Say hello to it, love it, and ask, where am I meant to be?
And tread lightly. You know, it's one of the things I love about Terra Nostra. We're going to be 100% off grid. Part of why we need that month of June to make sure we can get some internet in there. And even that's going to be done without any disruption to our beautiful solar and windmill generation.
Absolutely. You know, we have another first-time caller standing
by. Oh, beautiful.
So let's go to line two and say hi to, it looks like Valeria. Or from Colorado.
Well, namaste, dear one. Did we mess up your name?
Namaste, it's Valerie.
Valerie, all right.
Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Just real quick, I was in Guatemala on Lake Atitlan about 3 years ago leading a retreat, and your book literally fell off the shelf. And since then, I've been following you guys. So I just want to say thank you so much for all the work you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
So I would love a mini reading. I have had a lot of health issues happening over the past year, and it got significantly bad this past few months, and I just wanted to see if you got anything around that.
Well, I just lost my breath. And the reason I just lost my breath is that their Archangel Raphael flew in so big, so huge around you. And I'm not kidding. Like Valerie in Neon said, breathe. For you right now, one of the greatest keys that will unwind, this is an energy pattern in you that basically your body is being used to get your attention for a greater mission. And so as soon as this pattern is unwound, everything else is going to unfold for you with such rapid miracle energy, it's going to blow your mind. And Raphael came in and said, your breath is the key to unwinding this energy. And so what I'm seeing is nothing that has to be really, you know, any kind of technique or anything like that, just that you need diligent attention to your breath at least 10 minutes every day, where you just sit down and offer your body beautiful breath in through the nose. Really, really important. You've got to breathe in through the nose, feel it swirl through your whole body as a cleansing ray of light. And then when you exhale, when you're done exhaling, smile. 10 minutes of conscious inhale, this beautiful cleansing energy, exhale and smile. And Archangel Raphael is saying that will establish the pattern of unwinding the energy that will bring forth. It's almost I'm seeing this room full of dominoes. You know how they set them up in those big intricate patterns? And the minute you start this process, that's what tips the domino and everything else falls into place perfectly. And so it's just that simple. And it can be just that challenging, because the key is you really want to try that one on. And he's saying 6 weeks. You need 6 weeks of doing that consciously every day, and you'll be stunned.
And I just want to jump in and offer a word or two also, if I may. Remember that when we have symptoms, sometimes the symptoms are expressions of old energies that are seeking to be released. And so put an ing after every symptom. You know, you don't have a cold, you're colding. You know what I mean? I just want you to be in that psychology that says this is stuff that's passing by.
Exactly. And Valerie, thank you for the gift of being with us today. We really are honored.
Thank you so much. I love that little tool, and thanks for your reading. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste. And you know, Sheree, how did we get to the end of the show so quickly? How does that possibly happen?
It's something about the TikTok.
It is. And you know, so I just want to share with all of you again, you know, we're going to have plenty of announcements here at BBS Radio. We're going to have plenty of announcements at Sri and Kira Radio at sriandkira.com, and go to selfascension.info to check out what's going to be going on with us over the next month. We want to share with all of you that this show means the world to us, because it gives us the opportunity to connect with you. Without you, our listeners, there would not be a show. And for the past 10 years, one of the greatest joys of our week is being with you every Sunday at noon, right here at BBS Radio. And as we prepare to culminate today's show, we are excited to be back in July, because we will have fresh content, of course, many soul readings, and so many new things to share. We invite you to energetically stay with us and to get on our newsletter list.
Absolutely, because there will be some updates and information shared. And between now and then, remember, the breath is the gateway. Use your breath consciously.
Yes. And to get all of our updates, make sure you're at official Sri and Kira at YouTube, sriandkira.com, Sri and Kira Radio. Join our newsletter. Guys, we love you. Let May be easy. You're hitting the easy point of May. And remember, in June, we're lifting up into that beautiful lotus, the eighth chakra. It's all about illumination. It's all about you. We love you.
And until we have the joy of being with you again live on the air, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.